Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Ayin Beis. We are up to Sif Yud Zayin. We are on the second line on page 484. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Zayin, Noson Olav Neser Kemin Gesher. You placed over the ditch that is separating two chatzeros, you placed a board that becomes like a bridge, Misvas HaChoretz El Svaso. From one edge of the ditch to the other edge of the ditch, so you made some kind of bridge that you can go over it. So imhu rachav arba'a, if that board is four tfachim wide, chashuv kepesach, it's considered like a doorway between the chatzeros, uma'arvin echad, and they can make one eruv together, the two chatzeros, v'imratzu uma'arvin shnayim, and if they want, they can make two eruvin. This is picture number 95. You have a board that goes across from one chatzer to the other chatzer over the charetz that is there. If it's four tfachim wide, so then it's considered a pesach, in which case, as we know, by a pesach, between two chatzeros, you have two options. You can make one eruv together, or make two separate eruvin. The Ramah says, "V'hu adin in milo berochav arba bedover hamevat lo sham." Zok the Ramah, you don't necessarily need a board. You could also fill in the hole for tfachim worth. That would also be considered a pesach, as long as you're mevatel it there, and then it would be considered the optional one eruv together or two eruvin. Continues the Mechaber. V'im nosan haneser lo'orech ha'choretz b'meshach arba'a. But if you didn't put the board across from one end to the other, like in picture number 95, but rather you did like in picture number 96, so you took a board that was lengthwise along the ditch in the ground, b'meshach arba'a, over an area of four tfachim, so afilu eimbo elo kolshu, even if it only sticks a little bit into the choretz, Choshev kepesach, that's considered a pesach as well. Share miato miarboa, because the charetz, as we know, is 10 tfachim deep, and it was 4 tfachim wide. So even putting it a kol shehu across, so now you have made it less than 4 tfachim across, and therefore that is considered a pesach. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Kuf Chaf Vav. Im hu rachav arboa, if the board in picture number 95 is a width of 4 tfachim, aval imu pachos me arba tfachim, if it's less than 4 tfachim, kemanda leise damya, it's as if it's not there, uma arvin shnayim dafka, and then they're considered two chatzeros that are separated by the charetz, and they have to make two separate eruvin. Sifkoton kuf chav zayin, choshev kepesach, if it is 4 tfachim, it's considered like a pesach, the afsha charetz aruch harbi meod, even though the charetz, this groove in the ground, is very long, it goes the whole length. Mikomakom, still, hare yochel lavor derech oso haneser, you're able to go over using that board, which is a bridge, mechatzero lechavero, from one chatzah to the other, kamo derech pesach, just like you can go through a doorway, v'hu mechabron le'echa kashirtsuan, that joins the two chatzeros together as one, if that's what you choose. Sivkaton kuf chav ches, v'imrotzum avishnayim, but when you have a pesach, you can choose also to make two separate eruvin, v'day you should know. The lo chashvinan also kepesach, we do not consider it a pesach, elo me'arba tfachim rochav, only from four tfachim with ad eser amos up to an area of 10 amos. Aval b'yoser mizeh chashu pirtza, but if the board that's going over the charetz is more than 10 amos, it's no longer a pesach, it's no longer a doorway, now it's a paritz. Therefore, it's like a break in the wall that's separating the chatzeros, the alkena, and therefore, im sasa mecharetz b'nesorim ad yoser me'asara amos. Therefore, if you put boards over the charetz in an area over more than 10 amos, ba'arko, over the length of that charetz, oshen nosan neser echa l'orech ha'chatzar b'yoseh me'eser amos u mi'et sham ha'charetz me'rochav abritvachim, or even if you put a neser that was very long over the part of the charetz, but over an area, again, of more than 10 amos, so then, choshev kepirtza biyoser me'eser amos, that's considered a pirtza, more than 10 amos, uma'arvin echad lo shnayim, and then it's considered there's no wall between them, because you have the mevatel of the charetz totally, and therefore they would have to make only one eruv together, they would not be able to make two separate eruvin. Sivkaton kuf chav tes b'meshach arba'a. So in the second case of the Mechaber, we said if you place a neser, la'orach ha'charetz, like in picture number 96, so it's four tfachim long, in terms of area of the charetz, but it doesn't go so far across the charetz. Rotzalomer says in Mishabura, afilu eina neser machzik l'arko rak arba tfachim. Even if this board is only machzik lengthwise four tfachim, die, that's enough. The ba'alma shir pesach hu b'arba tfachim, because normally the shir of pesach is four tfachim. V'yamidenu agabi yisedos, and if you want it to stand, so you would place it on top of pegs, that way it could stand. But all you have to have is four tfachim lengthwise, and it goes over a kolshu of the charetz, that it makes the charetz less than four tfachim across. Sifkaton kuf lamed kolshu, even if it only goes over the charetz of kolshu. Shahoya haneser katzer me'oda was a very skinny board that you place there, berachva withwise, and therefore it only goes a kolshu, but that's enough to make it choshev a pesach, kuf lamed aleph, v'imratzu ma'arvin yachad, and based on that, they can choose now to make an eruv together, or to keep it as two separate eruvin. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Yud Ches, im echoretz omok le'echad asara. If there is a choretz, a ditch that is between two chatzeros, but in this case, from one chatzer it is 10 tfachim deep, v'lasheni eino omok asara, and for the other chatzer, which is lower down, it's not 10 tfachim deep. Oshu shavah l'shneim, or if it's equal to both chatzeros in terms of the depth, Dino Kakosel, it has the same rules as we learned earlier by a wall. So the same way, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah summary, when you have a wall between two chatzeros, it has certain dinim. If it's 10 tfachim from each side, or if it's only 10 tfachim from one side, so by Chor, it's the same idea. If it's 10 tfachim deep from both sides, it will have one din. If it's 10 tfachim deep from one side and not from the other, it will have another set of dinim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kuf Lamed Beis, Dino Kakosel, Hamavur Kol Prata B'Sivav, we discuss all the details in Sivav. Shema Arvin Shnayim, that they make an Erev separately, two separate Eruvin, the Ein Ma'arvin Echad. We're talking about where it is 10 tfachim from both sides, so you would only be able to make two eruvin, you would not be able to make one eruv. The chain le'inyan, and so too lagabe im hoya munach peros b'charetz, if there were fruit that were lying inside the charetz, shu omok asara, that was 10 tfachim deep from both sides, v'rochav arba tfachim, and was 4 tfachim wide, she'en yucholim lahotzi misham l'bayis, you would not be able to take out the fruit from the charetz to the bayis, v'lo mi bayis l'socho, not from the house to the charetz, just like we had by the wall that was between the two chatzeros and was 10 tfachim from both sides. Ah, however, im li echad omok asara, if from one side it was 10 tfachim deep, v'lasheni eino omok asara, but from the other side it's less than 10 tfachim deep, kigon shekarko shel echad hayonomok lechavero, the case would be that one of the grounds of the chatzer is lower down than the other chatzer, so nosin lazel lehishtamish bo, shelo nicha tashmish tebiyoser, we would let the lower chatzer that's not 10 tfachim from the ditch use it, because he has a much easier use. The akol kaniskel elai and sham, just like we said by the wall, if it's 9 tfachim from one side, 10 tfachim from the other side, the use of the top of the wall will go to the 9 tefach chatzer and not the 10 tefach chatzer. Same thing over here in terms of the charetz. And says the mechaber in Sif Yutes, Godesh shel teven shebein shtei chatzeros. So we discussed the case of a wall between two chatzeros, we discussed the charetz between two chatzeros, and now we end with one more halacha. You have a pile of hay, a pile of straw that is separating two chatzeros that goes all the way across. Imu gavo asara, if it is 10 tfachim high, kol echad ma'arev la'atzmo, so that's considered a mechitza, and each chatzer on the two sides will make their own eruv. Nismait b'chol me'asara, if the gadish of Tevin gets lower down in its height to below 10 during the week, tzrichim la'arev b'yacha, then it's considered one big chatzer, and they must make an eruv together. Uba'od shalom nismait, so long that it did not go below 10, aser l'shum echad nehen lite min ha'tevin l'to kupaso b'shabes la'achilu l'behemto. Both sides would be forbidden to take some of the straw from the pile to put it into their basket on Shabbos to feed it to their animals. V'afilu l'hamida sham kidei she'tochal aser, even to bring your animal to eat from the gadish on Shabbos would be aser. But what you could do is, aval yochol lamu b'faneha, but you can stand in front of your animal, kidei shelo yehela derech lintos el l'shum. In an indirect way, you can cause your animal to go there. You can't lead your animal there. You can't take from there to give to your animal. But if you indirectly direct your animal to go there, that would be okay. And we'll see, obviously, more details about that in the Mishnah Berurah. Ula harosh, according to the Rosh, afilu b'chol aser. The first sheet of the Mechaber was saying that it is aser on Shabbos, and the Rosh, says the Mechaber, says even during the week, it's aser lite mimenu l'kupaso. It's aser to take from there and put it into your basket. The Bir Halacha points out that the Rosh It's not really so accurate. It's not afilu b'chol hil tzvakert. It's only b'chol that it's going to be an iser. That's really what the Rosh holds. Only by chol it's going to be an iser to put into your basket. V'chein lahamira behema b'yadayim, and also to bring your animal there b'yadayim. So the Rosh says the opposite, not on Shabbos, but on the weekday, it's going to be forbidden. B'medvar mamurim, when were these words said? B'gadr shemen shtei chatzeros. This whole discussion is when there is a pile, like we've been discussing, that is separating two courtyards. Aval gadr shemen shtei batim. But if there is a gadish, a pile of hay that is separating two houses, so mutter lahachilu behem tal mimenu biyadayim, then you're allowed to take the food, the hay, with your hands and feed it to your animal. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah now and discuss all the details. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Kuf Lamed Gimel. So you have a Gadash of Tevin Bein Shtei Chatzeros. V'hoyu l'kol echad deyorin bifnei atzmo. Each chatzer had its own people living there. V'hoyu prutzin zelazeh b'yosem eser amos. And there was a break between the chatzeros of more than 10 amos. V'atevin hazeh sosei mekom ha-pirtza. And this pile of tevin is closing up the pirtza, so that is the mechitza separating the chatzeros. Sifkoton kuf la-medalit. So we said in the mechaber, if it is 10 tefachim high, kol echad na'ariv la'atzmo, says the Mishnah Berurah, de gamzeh nechshav l'mechitza. This also counts as a mechitza. Af shelo kivin b'hanachos l'shem mechitza. Even though when the pile was made, you didn't necessarily think about it being used for a mechitza, l'maisa, it's a mechitza, and it's going to be fine. Then the Mechaber said, if it gets lower than 10 tefachim during the week, so then it's batel, and they have to make an erev together, says the Mishnah Berurah, kuf lamed hei. If it's nismayt b'chol, aval nismayt b'Shabbos, but if it got lowered on Shabbos, kevon shehutra b'tchilas kenisas haShabbos hutra. Since when Shabbos came in, you had a mechitzas asara, even though it got lowered on Shabbos, it's mutter for the rest of Shabbos, and therefore, the Mechaber used the case where it got lowered during the week. Sekof don kuf la midvav me asara, hainu migova asara, got lowered from a height of 10. Uvemeshach yoser me asar amos, we're talking about where it has a length of more than 10 amos. Aval bepochos me'asara, but if it's less than 10, imrotzu ma'arvin shnayim, if they want, they can make two separate eruvin. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Kuf Lamed Zayin. The Mechaber said that ba'od shelo nismayt, so long that it was not lowered, it's also for each one to put some straw in his basket on Shabbos to feed to his animal. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what's the problem? The chashinan dilma shokel tuva. We're worried if you take it, biyadayim, to give to your animal, you might take too much. And that's going to lower the height from being 10 tefachim. And you're going to come to carry in the chatzar, and you're not allowed to. Even though if it gets ruined on Shabbos, for that Shabbos, it's mutter the whole of a hutra hutra, like we just said. Since it was mutter when Shabbos came in, for that Shabbos, it would really be okay. But chayshinon shema yovo letaltal gam b'Shabbos haba'a. Our real concern is that you might come to carry to the next Shabbos, and there you don't have the heter of Kevan Shehutra Hutra. Now the question over here that's asked in note number 100 in the back of the Sefer is why we only worried about you taking away food from the pile this Shabbos for next Shabbos. Why are we worried during the week? During the week we're not worried. We're only worried about this Shabbos for next Shabbos. If you look at note 100 on the bottom of page 25 in the back of the Sefer, he writes, Uma shelo asur lo l'hishtamish b'chol. That which we don't ask you from using this pile of wheat, a pile of straw, whatever it is, during the week, Shemi Yismait, maybe we'll get lowered from 10 Tfachim, V'yovel Utatla B'Shabbos Sh'achakach. What's the chilek? Why are we only worried on Shabbos A for Shabbos B, but we're not worried during the week? So explains the Chazon Ish. Shirak Bazeh Shenotel Tevin B'Shabbos. That's when you take the straw on Shabbos. The achakach metalta b'Shabbos, and you continue carrying there on this Shabbos where you have a heter. There, where choshesh in shem yavo tatal gam b'Shabbos haba, then you might carry there next Shabbos like you did last Shabbos. But last Shabbos is mutter, this Shabbos is aser. Aval b'chol, but if it got lower during the week, mutter lo likach me'at tevin. You're allowed to take the tevin if even if it'll get lower during the week. The ain choshesh she is smayt yavo tatal b'Shabbos haba. We're not worried it's going to get lower than 10. You're going to come to carry next Shabbos. Mishum shebevada yivdo kodem Shabbos and a machitzek sheira. To check to make sure you have a mechitza before Shabbos starts. Only in a case where last Shabbos you were carrying with less than 10, so you might say, we did it last week, we'll do it this week. That's what the chashash is. But during the week, avada, you'll check it before Shabbos, and therefore, it says the chazanish, that is not a concern. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in the last line of Sivkatan Kuf Lamizayim, a second reason why you can't take from the pile to feed it to your animals on Shabbos, v'yesh omrim, the atamu, the reason is, Mishum dahai tevin muktzahu me'esmo l'mechitzazo. This straw that's placed on the pile is muktzah from before Shabbos. It is set aside for this mechitzah of asal tatalo. Stam, it is an isra of muktzah. Nothing to do with the chash of carrying. You can't be moving this straw that is muktzah. Sifkaton kufla milches. We said in the Mechaber, not only can you not take with your hands and put it in your basket, but even to stand your animal there is forbidden. Dilma shakil biyado v'nosein lo. We don't let you bring your animal there because the word, you might take it with your hands and give it to your animal. But what you can do, the Mechaber said, was direct your animal with your indirect motions to get him there. That would be okay. Says the Mishabura Kufla Mites, v'hosam lo chayshinan l'dilma nismay masara. There where the animal's eating on its own, and you just sort of directed him there, we're not worried it's going to lower it to below 10. The behema kali kali ochla, animal eats very little at a time, and we're not choshesh. But choshesh is a person when he takes it, so a person is more generous. But when the animal's eating, he's eating a little bit at a time. Then the Mechaber told us that according to the Rosh, and the Bir Halacha explained it was opposite, he holds that by chol, it's going to be usher. Says the Mishabura, what's the problem during the week? Shema yivchas me'asara be'erev Shabbos samuch lebein hashmashos. Maybe if you're allowed to do it during the week, you might lower it from being 10 tefachim on erev Shabbos close to bein hashmashos. V'lo gargish badover, you won't realize what you did. V'yatatalu b'Shabbos b'isr, and you'll end up carrying b'isr. Now the Shaar Tzion points out in Tzadi Tes, that l'anias daiti da'afilu la'arosh yeshlomer de'lochmiru b'chol yomei achol ki'im b'erev Shabbos. Zot l'chavetz Chaim, it's logical to say this reason of the rush, it's a concern for Friday afternoon. So even if the rush says l'chavetz Chaim, you wouldn't have a problem necessarily feeding your animals from the pile on Tuesday. It would be an iser b'dafka on erev Shabbos, and continues the Mishabura at the end of Kuf Mem, v'dafka b'notel ma'at ma'at chayshinul nazah. Dafka, when you're taking a little bit at a time, that's when we're concerned that you might take too much and not realize it. But if you take all that you're taking at one time, then we're less concerned. The ikar kesvara rishona. The ikar is like the first shita that we're not worried during the week, and we are worried on Shabbos. We said in the Mechaber the last point that this whole discussion is a gadish that is separating chatzeros. When it comes to a gadish that's separating houses, we said you're allowed to feed the animals biadayim. Says the Mishabura kufmem aleph. Both houses are open more than 10 amos to the place where the Godish is. But who is so same appearance? And again, this pile of hay is separating the chatzeros, it's closing up the pirtza. V'habotim shayochim kolecha lochotzer acheres, and each bias that's connected through this Godish is really has shaychas to its own independent chotzer. Mipnei shepsuchim kolecha lochotzer acheres, each house, although they're connected through the pile in between them, but they each open up on the other side to a separate chatzer. V'lo ervu shnei chatzeros biyachad, and those two chatzeros did not make a joint erev together. V'lo chen, and therefore, kishe yismayit ha-gadish megova asar tfachim, if the gadish would get lower than 10 tfachim, shnei ha-batum asur mitotel, then both houses would be asur to carry, kevan shelo ervu ha-chatzeros yachad, since the two chatzeros that they are in did not make an erev together. V'hein prutzen zel hazeh b'yosem es amos, and they're open. If it goes under 10, they're open more than 10 amos with a height of less than 10. That's not going to be allowed. V'hu adin b'bayis echad gadol, the same thing would be true if it was a large house. Shenechlak l'shnayim ayidei mechitzas ha-tevin shebe'emtza. If it's being split in two through a mechitza of tevin, it's the same thing. V'yesh l'kol echad pesa l'chatzar acheres, and each of the sides of the house has an opening to the other, to a separate chatzer. V'lo irvu ha-chatzeros yachad, and again, the two chatzeros did not make an erev together. D'kishin nistalek ha-tevin osrin zel zeh. That if the tevin is removed, they're going to ask for each other. Yet, even though we're showing all these concerns, two separate chatzeros, they didn't make an erev together. You have two houses or one house, and they're separated with the straw. We still said the din is mutter l'hachil b'hemto mimenu biyadayim. So what's the pshat? Says the Mishabura Kuf Membeis, the pshat is the Mari Kishiyesh Tikur La'Godesh. We're talking about a case where this Godesh that's between the two houses or in the middle of the house has a roof over it. Da'oz ein locho shema yismayit ma'asar v'lo yargish. In that case, we are not concerned that if you take it even biyadayim, that you'll lower it below 10 and you won't realize it. De'kevan de'ikra tikra, since there is a roof over it, ki mavches me'asara minkara milsa. once you would lower it to below 10 tefachim, it would be recognizable. And even if this mechitza of the pile doesn't reach all the way to the ceiling, as long as it reaches within 3 tefachim, amrin and lovud, we say lovud, and that would be okay. So the reason why you have this heter is for no other reason but the fact that you will not make this mistake of not realizing you went below 10, because it's the gadish that's covered with a roof. It's just more nikkur what's going on, and we're not concerned you'll get it to lower 10. That concludes Simin Shinayin Beis, and Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll learn Simin Shinayin Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.